The House spends $150 million in general funds on transportation, but Senate Budget Conferee Ed Houck says senators have other plans for those funds, including responding to a Department of Justice warning to treat more intellectually disabled residents in communities.
The House actually even reduced the governor's money that he had put in the budget anticipating this Department of Justice finding. And we have more than enough money in there for it. So there's significant difference in health and human resources and public education.
House Budget Conferee Steve Landis says delegates fix what he calls structural imbalances by removing the accelerated sales tax for retailers, increasing state worker salaries for their pensions, and other changes.
We on the House side made a proposal to look at the big picture items, and we said we would be willing to come up 50% on where our budget was if the Senate would make a proposal to come down 50%.
The two sides must reach an agreement this week to adjourn on time on Saturday. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Anne Marie Morgan.